Dearest Q-universers, please prepare your ears for another delightful episode of Anything Versus Everything. If you've ever wanted to know if the dwarf planet Pluto would take a... would I can't even read it.
You bake cakes.
It says bake. Bake a better cake than Billy the Kid. You're on the right track. Now, well, that's one for the blooper reels, eh?
We do have fun. You doing good, Toby?
I'm doing very well,
doing better than your absolutely... ridiculously bad
completely
read.
Butchered the intro, but you can blame Alison's
handwriting. It all gets better from here.
Alison, you do have incredibly good handwriting, I must say.
You just got bad reading comprehension.
I am just a fool.
You're a fool.
I'm a fool. Anyway, right. Let's cut to the chase.
Let's do some chase cutting.
Cards of the day. What have we got going?
Okay. So, today I've chosen, I don't think you've chosen one from this category before. So today I've chosen a space card.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can you guess which space card am I have chosen?
Well, that's a tricky one because...
it's not that tricky. There's three I might choose from.
I think you would choose Laika or... what's it? One of the nebulas. I can't remember.
No, anyway, I've chosen the inspiration behind the 2008 3D animated film Space Chimps. It's Ham.
Oh,
Ham,
yes.
The astro chimp.
I love Ham.
He's
Ham,
so
honestly,
cute.
Honestly, when we were planning to put Ham in the game,
he melted my heart.
So excited.
And the great thing about Ham is he came back from space alive.
He lived a happy, lived the rest of his life.
He did in Washington, D.C. Zoo, and he lived for an extra 20 years.
He has a memorial as well.
I know, he's a little
Isn't that
legend.
Amazing?
I'm
what
so happy for Ham.
A cute little guy.
I know. Apparently, when he went to space, he was called number 65 because they didn't want the bad press of like killing a space monkey. But luckily, he made it back from space, so then he was named Ham.
Incredible.
Very cute.
I don't know how to compete with that, quite frankly.
You can't.
I mean, Ham is top tier. That's an S tier
okay.
card, right?
Yeah, I know.
I went with my personal favourite Q card.
Oh, I wonder what this is.
Everyone's going to judge me for this, even though I've already said it on the Discord. Cheese rolling.
Yeah,
and now, okay, just to clarify, it is not going to be... I'm not going to battle with cheese rolling as
the
a
verb.
Concept.
Not the verb. It's
that,
cheese.
That's a bit too abstract. We like to be a bit weird here,
yeah,
but that might be towing the line. Yeah. So I'm going to take cheese rolling as just a fairly well-built man and or woman and a massive roll of cheese, a massive wheel of cheese.
Okay, so it's like a weapon or like a tool they can use.
Exactly. I've
Interesting.
Got, I've got the combo going on right
I like
there.
It, I like it. So how are we choosing today?
Oh, do I have a story
did you,
for you?
Did you find it in the house? You didn't go to a shop?
Okay, look, I have to let you in on the secret here. I went to the shop.
Oh,
well. A very fancy shop. So, it's they kind of sell like card game stuff and like D&D stuff.
Okay.
Basically, I got a custom engraved D6.
Okay. Oh, well, but custom engraved with the choices today
with
on.
With the choices
of the
day
on. Are they not absolutely
on.
Tiny to read?
Well, let me grab you this. Sorry, I've got a massive microscope here.
Wow. Oh, I do see.
I do see
the tiny little handwriting.
Can you read that?
Yeah, who would prepare a better feast?
Yep, that's it.
That's the first one?
Yep, first one.
Who would fare best if they were 1/10 of the size that they currently are?
That's a good one, isn't it?
It's an interesting one.
I asked the shop assistant for help picking these, by the way.
They've done a really good job so far.
Yeah.
Who would write a better pilot for a TV show? Who would be the better bank robber? Who would have the coolest collection? And who would do the best home makeover on a home makeover show?
Ooh.
That one's really tiny.
Yeah.
You know, you could have just got a normal die and then just assign numbers to each choice.
You see, I could have done that, but that's boring. And
we're not boring here.
I feel like now I've set the precedence of being quite weird and wacky in my instruments of decision...
Think a lot of yourself, don't you, Toby?
Well, no, but I've set a precedent. Let's be real
here. Yeah, yeah.
I have set a precedent, so I just can't go back on that. Everyone has to be at least slightly as weird as the other. Anyway, shall we get to picking? Would you like to roll the D6 and then if you take a peek through it through the microscope?
Yeah, let me go.
Right. Maybe? No, shake it in your hand. That's the good dice rolling technique.
Good luck.
Wait, okay, roll again. I can't actually read that one. Roll again, roll again.
Did roll one.
That one was a bit scuffed.
Who would prepare a better feast?
Well, okay. I think I've got a bit of a knack for this one.
Okay. Well, you only have one roll of cheese, so we'll discuss that later.
Would you like to go first, or shall I? Because I think mine is... It might seem obvious.
I'll go first so we can really have like a really interesting surprise at the end when you come out with your cheese board. Ham the Astro Chimp.
Mm-hmm. Ham.
He might eat ham. I feel like, what do monkeys eat? Monkeys eat bananas, don't they? I suppose they're just like fruitarians in a way. But I'm thinking he must have been eating astronaut monkey food when he was in space. So,
oh, that's so cute. Do you think vacuum packed little banana mush for him?
Yeah, like, how dusty cute would banana that be? Mush. Aww, that is adorable. I love Ham the Astro Chimp. I'm sure when you're in space, maybe your taste buds work differently. Maybe they acclimatized to like this absolutely terrible astronaut food, because I've not heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Apart from like a couple, I think apparently the flapjacks are very good. But maybe if you are acclimatized to that, when he came back, I can just imagine him being surrounded by all these delicious fruits and nuts and just being like, oh my God, what delicious set of peanuts I've got there. Cashew nuts, love cashew nuts. Just imagining one of those like fruit and nut bars, just snacking on those
slowly
all day.
Slowly realizing that my preferred diet would be that of a chimp's.
Yeah, that he's got a good life. I think they eat berries as well. So he's just sort of got this cornucopia of really delicious foods, and I just think that if you were in space and you were used to that terrible food, you'd come back and you're like, oh God, I can't wait for food. Like, I heard about, I can't remember which astronaut, but they ordered a Domino's from space to be there for when you got back because he was so desperate to try real food again. And I feel like that's how Ham the Astro Chimp would feel about food as well. He came back and he was like, I love this foodie. All. He's at the zoo, right? All these other monkeys, they're used to all this amazing food. So they're just looking at banana like, oh gosh, another banana put in. And Ham's like, no, you guys don't understand how lucky we are. Let's look at this. Let's build this delicious feast. He's there. Monkeys are smart. They're chopping up food. He's chopping up like this delicious fruit salad. He's got like a little bit of a trail mix going on. He's got raisins in, unfortunately.
Just to clarify, raisins are disgusting. I feel like I have to say it whenever raisins enter a conversation.
Anyway, so he's got like this, like maybe some... he's got like a delicious fresh fruit salad. And like vegetables as well. He's got a delicious normal salad. And he's done a thing where he sprinkles pine nuts on the top and it really makes a salad pop.
Oh, yeah,
it does. Pomegranate seed. He's got a delicious, healthy pine nuts and pomegranate seed salad. And he's doing it for all the monkeys. And all the other monkeys, they're like, oh my God, I had no idea what you could do with this food. I have no idea how lucky I am. And he's got 20 years to do this. By the end, of his 20-year life, all the other monkeys completely revere him. They're like, well, Ham the Astro Chimp must be named Ham because of his love of food. And that's now canon.
I didn't think the lore behind Ham the Astro Chimp. This is like turned into a fan fiction almost at this point.
Of Ham the Astro Chimp. I do think, yeah, that's how he works with the other monkeys. And he's smart. I think there were 60 space monkeys that could have gone to space. Ham was the one who went to space. He's a smart monkey.
Smart boy.
He probably knows how to use tools and stuff. I imagine he had to press buttons and stuff out there. He's probably as good as any other. He went to space. It was the first.
Exactly.
He went to space before Yuri Gagarin. I can't say his name very well.
Yuri Gagarin.
Yeah, that's the name. Yeah. He was amazing, incredible, smart, just dedicated, obviously. I just don't see a reason why Ham the Astro Chimp would not be a excellent feast maker.
Very, very, very compelling argument there.
Thank you very much.
Though, that is also dependent on personal preference. Very much so. That's a very subjective
take. If you
were
vegan, you'd be like, delicious.
Riddle me this. Who doesn't love cheese? And don't say lactose intolerance or vegans, because that's obvious.
I've actually met someone who doesn't like cheese.
Really?
Yeah, only one person in my life, though.
That's quite a good ratio, because you've probably met at least... at least a fair few thousand people, I think.
Oh, I meet people. I've probably met millions.
Millions? Wow. All right.
I'm very popular.
Blimey neck. Okay, so cheese rolling, right? I've got a guy... Okay, if you're cheese rolling, right, I feel like you're passionate about food. Because it's...
Or drunk.
Let's go with the passionate about food option. The drunk, maybe that's an angle I'll take if I feel desperate for now.
I feel like you might have to feel
desperate.
I
might have to. You've got to be passionate about food because you're combining the disciplines of sports and food. And that is nothing that anyone in their right mind would want to do because it's horrendously uncomfortable. Cheese rolling looks incredibly dangerous.
It is incredibly dangerous. Yeah. That's why it looks incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. So you must be passionate about cheese. And
of course.
You
want that roll of cheese.
You must be passionate about food. So I'm thinking that this guy who rolls his cheese is going to be a very good cook and, you know, super into their food. But sticking with the theme of cheese rolling, I think that they will exclusively make cheese-based dishes.
Oh, I was just looking it up, and it is a round of double Gloucester, which is a very delicious type
double
of cheese.
Double Gloucester, excellent
cheese. It's a really
cheese.
Good type of cheese.
Excellent cheese. Quite mild. Bit,
not too mild,
bit
though.
Nutty,
got a bit of, yeah,
got a bit
delicious.
Of, got, yeah, good. So, okay, right, for starters, in my banquet...
You're annoying.
A small portion of macaroni cheese... The finest form of cheese.
All the pastas, yeah.
It's so good. And actually, you know what? Macaroni cheese, right, has a special place in my heart. But you know what's better?
What?
Rigatoni cheese. Nice, thick pasta. That's what they're doing. Just a couple of freshly made egg pasta.
Oh, have you ever had macaroni cheese out of a can?
I hate it. It's absolutely
delicious.
Rancid.
It's so tasty.
I genuinely don't trust your opinion on Han's diet anymore based on that statement alone. Okay, right, so rigatoni macaroni cheese. Let's just call it macaroni cheese because that's the universal term. For a secondary starter, baked camembert with a freshly baked baguette.
Oh, and you like
dip
it.
Tell me that food doesn't get better. Anything with cheese just wipes the floor. Right. Salad is nice. It's not cheese, though, is it? Main course. Now, this is going to blow your socks off. Aubergine parmigiana.
Wow, my socks are so blown off right now.
Pretty good. I'm sticking with the vegetarian theme here.
That's nice of you.
Because I think it's important to show how varied the vegetarian diet can actually be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with all my cheese.
As long as you have cheese, you're happy. So, aubergine parmigiana. Beautiful. Oh, slow roasted aubergines. Nice bit of parmesan without rennet in it because that's not vegetarian.
No.
Mm, it's made of cows. Which I found out the hard way after I looked at the packaging of a packet of parmesan after eating about 100% of the packet of parmesan. Oh, it was good parmesan though, I'm not going to lie. Dessert. The obvious choice. A cheese board with a nice sweet wine to glug it all down with. We've got
the same sweet wine this man is drinking before throwing himself down a steep hill in pursuit of a roll of cheese.
Exactly. But tell me, riddle me this. Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Yeah.
How many chefs do you know that drank far too much?
All.
Exactly. And I'm not condoning alcohol usage here. But I have never met a chef who didn't drink awful lot while they were cooking.
Gordon Ramsay doesn't drink.
He's an exception. He's kind of earned the reputation,
I think.
This guy is nuts. Going cheese rolling, glugging down some sweet wine before.
Yeah.
He's passionate. He's just... the passion oozes from this person.
Well, let's see... Let's have our characters taste the other characters' food. So if you
are
want...
we gonna is this gonna be like a role play where we act?
So you are the man with the roll of cheese. Taste my delicious.
I feel
food
like
taste it.
I was trying to find something to make a knife fork sound effect. Oh, what's this?
Okay, this is a salad. This isn't the Mighty Boosh.
Oh, salad. I don't like salad. I just like cheese and sweet wines.
Okay, now here's mine. Oh, my name's Ham the Astro Chimp. And this
great role play.
This is all... This is all excellent, except I'm a vegan apart from the insects, so I can't eat any of this. Oh. And also, this is very cheese centric, and it's not good for you. And I feel like personally, you are taking this cheese thing too far. And by the end of this meal, you would be absolutely sick of cheese. People reach their limits with cheese, and by the end of this meal, you would have reached your absolute limit with cheese. There's no variety here whatsoever. I've made my delicious food for you. I made a salad, I've made a fruit salad. There's pine nuts, there's pomegranate seeds. It's amazing. You can have a little banana, maybe dip it in some caramel if you like. Okay. That's delicious.
Time out on the role play. May I offer an alternative?
What's that?
To my main course. Quattro formaggio pizza.
Okay, too much cheese. The cheese level has not decreased, unfortunately. I think you were going for something good here. But okay. If this was MasterChef, I'd be like, you have put too much cheese in this. What are you playing at? If I was on MasterChef, Ham the Astro Chimp, they'd be like, what a delightful mix of foods. This is really interesting, and we're very proud of you. Also, how did a chimp get on MasterChef? That's how impressed they would be.
They would be very impressed by a chimp on MasterChef.
I think I won this because yours is too cheese heavy. Mine has... It's a feast.
Okay.
It's not a cheese feast. It's a feast.
I'll admit that yours has... I would definitely say yours has more of a universal appeal.
More variety, more excitement.
More variety, more excitement, more taste. Like more
yeah.
Interesting flavors.
Imagine how tired you'd be after eating yours.
But
cheese
is just so tasty.
Your argument cannot be, I like cheese. It can't be.
I feel like
I'm sorry, I've won this.
To the internet in 2005.
Oh, and it's like bacon and cheese.
I'm so random.
Yeah, cheese. I can have cheeseburger.
God, MySpace was a hell of a time, wasn't it?
As if you remember MySpace.
I don't really remember MySpace.
I knew you wouldn't.
I had a MySpace account, but I don't remember it very well.
Well, that's a really good story, Toby.
Thank you.
So, have we agreed on the winner?
I think we might have done.
Who's the winner?
Cheese Ham the Astro Chimp. Rolling.
It's Ham the Astro
Cheese
Chimp.
The Astro Roll.
Shall we say it at the same time? 3, 2, 1. Ham Cheese, the Astro
Ham
Chimp.
Ham the Astro Chimp.
Yeah, I thought so.
Alison threatened me.
So, anyway, who do you guys think won?
What a segue.
I know.
That's good.
It always is such a good segue. You're ruining it.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions for the next Battle Arenas? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook or Discord by searching Cue Cards. And if you haven't already, don't forget to download Cue Cards TCG today, where you can battle anything against everything. Keep it cute.
Woohoo! I am the Astro Chimp. Amazing. I'm so jealous that you picked Ham.
I know. Well, you should have picked him. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast. We battled some funny things. We really enjoyed all your time here, but now it's time to go.